This is BI Radio.
Hello and welcome. My name is Derek Schrainer. In this segment, I'll be discussing usability with Jeff MacArthur. Along with Amber MacArthur, Jeff is the co-founder of MGI Media Communications, Inc., specializing in usability, social media, video, and web production. On the line from Halifax in Nova Scotia, Canada, Jeff, thanks for joining me.
Thanks very much for having me, Derek.
From a high-level perspective, in fairly simple terms, can you give us an idea of what is usability?
I like to use a pretty broad definition of usability, and I think it's appropriate because there's a lot of different facets related to it. So in the quickest definition is kind of ease of use, but basically it's the study of the ease with which people can use devices or other man-made objects. It usually includes things like learnability and efficiency, memorability, and general satisfaction with how it is to use. So you can apply that to everything from a website to a car to a cookbook.
Why does usability matter, and to whom does it matter?
I think the important thing is that it matters most to users, really. So to your audience or to your customers, and anyone that's in that sort of relationship where they have an audience or customers or whatnot, is likely trying to or would be well advised to try to make their experience as pleasant as possible. So it ends up mattering to everyone, but the end goal is that you want to keep your users in whatever role they're assuming. You want to keep them involved in the process they're in and able to proceed through it without frustration, basically.
Are you familiar with the origins of usability? Could you give us some brief historical overview of it?
So there's a lot of different terms thrown around usability, and that's why I like to use it as sort of a broad term. Most commonly, the origin is cited as coming from human factors and ergonomics, which had its roots in psychology. And a lot of people look at, in World War II, weapons and electronics development and things like that are really the early examples of when that became important. And then you can follow that trajectory through the development of computers, then mobile devices, and in the age which we're in now, where it applies to just about everything. So a lot of people see the origin as really being in the Second World War, when we started to use a lot more electronics. And obviously, in that sort of theater, it's awfully important that people understand the tools and don't misuse them when that could lead to, you know, not frustration with the process, but death. So that's the commonly cited origin for it, and that's evolved over time up until now as we create new devices and things to interact with.
We're used to changing ourselves for the sake of these devices, when in fact, do you think we should be changing the devices to suit us?
Absolutely, and I think that's why that's why the touchscreen stuff has taken off. Really, the a keyboard and a mouse, they certainly serve the purpose they were created for well enough, but it's definitely a step removed from what our natural interaction would be, and our natural interaction is really through touch. So I remember years ago watching Minority Report when it came out, and how they did their sort of virtual screens and manipulated the objects on that by swiping their hands across the air and all this stuff. And that to me and to a lot of people seems more natural, because for most of our history, we haven't had keyboards and mice. We've had pieces of paper. We've had these tools that we move around with our hands without an intervening control like there is with the modern computer.
we've been looking at things from a usability from a consumer level perspective largely. Is it, and if so, how is it relevant to IT or to business?
It's very relevant in a lot of different ways. So if you think about whether it's IT or general businesses, you know, on the IT side, first and foremost, you build something and you want it to be used. People won't use things that are really unpleasant to use unless they have to. And there's usually so many options in the IT world for, you know, there's a dozen different choices for any given type of app that'll all work halfway decent. So it's an easy way to drive away customers or bad usability is a real disincentive to use. But beyond that, we want, if you look at it in an internal way, instead of looking facing out towards the customer, you want to build your tools for your company so that people are very productive on them. So that means looking at efficiency and these core usability concerns like that. It also leads to decreased training and support costs. So you can look at it facing outwards from the business side, and your goal is to have happy customers, and that likely leads to a paying customer or provides some sort of value, but you have so much less control over how a customer uses something than you do somebody internally. You can sort of whip people up internally to, sorry, you have to use this. We'll try to make it better. But if you try to do that outwardly facing on the web or with some mobile devices or whatever else, people will just walk away. So it's really an essential consideration and one that's only recently being, I think, really understood. Like it was a very realistic situation and still is in many situations for usability to only be an outward-facing thing, because anyone inside, it's like, well, too bad. You're stuck with using this, so learn it. It may have a terrible learning curve, and things may not make sense. It may not be intuitive, but we're paying you to do this, so go for a good day. You can't treat a customer like that.
Jeff, I know you're busy, but I wanted to thank you so much for making the time to speak with me today.
Really happy to do it, Derek. It's something that's very close to my heart and that I feel strongly about, and the more people that are conscious about it, the better, not just for me as a usability practitioner, but really, in its own little way, it makes the world a better place.
We've been speaking with Jeff MacArthur of MGI Media Communications. Visit online at mgimedia.ca. I'm Derek Schrainer. Thanks for listening. Take care.
IBM Cognos Virtual Performance Event is the best way to discover practical strategies, proven best practices, and actionable insights to help you get more value from your BI and performance management solutions from the convenience of your own desk. Better performance, better business. Register now at ibm.com/cognos/virtual performance.
Interviews, insights, and opinions on performance management. You're listening to BI Radio.